I think we just saw an election in which lots of states that hadn't flipped in many years did flip and go the other way. So certainly there are still people out there who are open to persuasion and possibility. What has changed over time is the amount of data that is available to these map makers. And I mean, really, 2010 is ground zero for this. I mean, think about the way you texted in 2000 or even 2003. It was completely different than what you're able to do in 2011 when these map makers draw the lines. And the kind of information that they have, when these maps zig and zag, we used to look at them and say, oh, that's just a funny Rorschach test. It's, you know, it's a drunken sailor. But, you know, I mean, I got out and I drove them as I was writing this book, and you see the purpose and the mission behind them when you are up close. You see the way the neighborhoods change across a street even sometimes, and why those lines are there. And it's because the data is so good that those of us who are persuadable, they know who you are. Those of you who are not persuadable, they've got a pretty good sense of who you are, and they can draw these in such a way that even these districts that look like they're 53, 54, 55, percent districts, that's solid these days because they know who the 53 are. They know if you turn out, and they can take all of these public record data sets and match them up against your consumer preferences, against the census,